Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Santana bringing us back, Carlos, to his friends. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating 17 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it with our original founding members of our brain trust, like our good friend Elise Bennett. Elise, thank you for over 16 years that you've been a member of our brain trust, and we appreciate the steadfast support all these years.
My pleasure. It's great to be involved, Jim.
We've had fun, and you've done a great job of informing us and educating us. Marketing-mentor.com is her website. You can find all of her books there and all the things she does there. Her quick marketing tips are there, and please take advantage of that. Elise, we're talking about the four C's of marketing. We talked earlier, the first two is choose the right, who your profile customer is. The next one was connect. All the different ways that you can make yourself relevant to them, face to face, social media, whatever it might take. And it's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
That's right. It is, but it also depends on what media, which media your best prospects are
right.
most receptive on.
Right.
And that's
right.
something that sometimes takes time to figure
if
out.
If you're dealing with baby boomers, you might want to do more face-to-face. If you're dealing with the Gen Y, you might do Pinterest or something like whatever they're doing these days. But, the third one is?
All right, and keeping in mind that this is a new way to answer the question, what marketing tools should you use, depending on which activity you're doing here,
mm-hmm.
you choose the marketing tools accordingly. So the third one is cultivate. You've connected, now you need to cultivate the relationships with the people that you connect with.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my case, that's how I use my Quick Tips newsletter, that's how I cultivate
mm-hmm.
relationships with all the people who are interested in what I have to say, possibly working with me, but may not be ready yet, because timing is everything when it comes to marketing, especially services. So you really have to cultivate these relationships. Otherwise, it's a waste of your time.
And this is really where the relevance effort comes in, isn't it? Because to cultivate them, what that means is you're demonstrating to them why they should even care about you.
Yes, and you're educating them on how you could help them because they probably have a very
right.
narrow view based on just a little bit of information that they have so far, but you use that cultivating process to say, look, I can do this. Look,
mm-hmm.
I can help you with this. Look, did you know you had this problem?
And you do that, a lot of that, before you even ask them for their business sometimes. I call it contribute first, contract second. That's the thing. Those are the things I talk about in my book, as you know, Elise. And so that's cultivating thing. This is what's going to set you apart from all the others, isn't it?
Exactly. And so the tools that go along with cultivating, I've mentioned email marketing. Social media is another one. If you're putting relevant information out there on Twitter, on Pinterest, on Instagram, wherever your market is,
mm-hmm.
you could do this also, again, by in-person networking or participating in a community of your prospects or
right.
even speaking can
well,
be part of the cultivation process.
If you've got if you're B2C, business to consumer, and a customer comes by and you talk to them about something they're interested in, and then you see something later that you think they might be interested in, email it to them. If you're business to business, if your customers are business owners and managers, if there's a book that you think that they might be interested in, drop a book off for them and buy them a $16 book or a $20 book and drop it off and tell them you thought you were just thinking of them. Those are ways of differentiating yourself from other people big time.
Exactly.
All right, so now the new word.
The new word is credibility, and that means establish credibility for yourself. And this can also be done through speaking, writing, podcasting, what they call thought leadership.
Giving
webinars.
Exactly.
Anything that raises your visibility and your credibility. And this really supports all the other things, cultivating, connecting, and sharing.
Yeah. And the hat trick on that would be to do a video where you say, okay, if you'll do these three things, you can call me less. You'll be able to take care of this. You won't need me as much. I mean, when talk about building credibility, you're telling people, do these things and don't spend as much money with me? Well, that's a great way to help customers and to make them trust you. Right?
Yes, yes. Trust is very important. And I think there's a fuzzy line there about how much you want to give away and who you're giving it away to. You can divide the market into the people who are going to do it themselves. All they need is the information versus the people who have all the information, but they're never going to do it themselves.
Right. Exactly. No, I mean, if you say that, if you'll do these three things, you won't have to call me to do the maintenance, right? And they'll call you and say, oh, could you do those three things for me?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it works that way. It's the law of reciprocity. I believe it, too. At least, givers gain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is all part of the new marketing plan that I'm putting out there for 2015.
I like it. And we're going to talk some more about this over the next few months, aren't we? You're going to bring us, we're going to go into more detail on this in future visits, right?
I would be happy to.
I'd love to like that. Hey, Elise, thank you again. Thanks for all the years of great support for us and for small businesses.
Thank you for your support, Tim.
Come back again real soon. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. And that's marketing-mentor.com. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Gerald Celente is in the building. Buckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.